gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant. Or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
In 2003, Nike signed 13-year-old Freddie Adu to a seven-figure contract. But Freddie didn't live up to the hype. He has turned down every single documentary project looking closely at the details of his career. Until now.
People are going to look at everything you did because of the hype surrounding your arrival and what they think you can be.
I'm Grant Wall, and this is American Prodigy, Freddie Adu, from Blue Wire Podcasts.
Episode 172 of the show, Frank Garza returns. Everybody loved the first episode that he was on, so we brought him back again. He talks more about that inner game training, that mental work, meditation, breath work, everything in between. And of course, we talk Luka and Iowa basketball. You guys know what it is. Let's have a day. Let's go. Washed up, walk-ons fans, welcome back to another episode, episode 172 of the podcast. If you scroll back in your Washed Up, Walk-ons feed, about 30 episodes, you'll see episode number 138, where we had the man who joins us again today, Frank Garza, on the show. One of our most interactive weeks of Twitter followed Frank after you were on that show. Did you know that? I don't think I've told you.
I had no idea.
So
there must have been a slow week or something.
Maybe, but I think it was more about what you brought to the table and Twitter, social media, the response that we get from the podcast is oftentimes a great representation of the guests that we had on the show and how what they share or what they bring to the table. How that connects with the listener, and it was a big week, and you're a much requested second time guest, and here you are. We did a episode with Cody, your partner, in between that time, which kind of talked about a little bit more specifically the nuts and bolts of like the business side of much of the stuff that you talked about on the episode that you came on. As you guys remember, maybe you don't. Maybe you're here for the first time listening to Frank Garza. You're in for a good one. Buckle up if you are. He is all about the inner game, making, you know, what Luka, who is, by the way, we're going to get to him. He has started the season fantastic, not disappointing anybody. What Luka and many others that Frank and them are teaching, what they're doing mentally and on the inside, and not just on the outside physically, to get better at their sport, better at their business, better in their relationships. And so Frank is back to talk. Frank, welcome back to the show.
Well, you know, thank you, gentlemen, for having me back. I just want to clarify, Cody's our executive director. My partner's Guru Ganesha, and been a long time my partner, and also in our other business as well. So,
of course.
So I just want to clarify that. But, hey, thank you for having me back. I'm flattered that that you would have me back.
Of course, of course. Kevin, I'm glad that you're here as well. You joined at the perfect time.
Hey, yeah, sorry I'm late, guys, but I'll be back on. Frank?
Hey,
good
hey.
Good to talk to you again, man.
Hey, I'm right on. You know, Kevin with the timing. I like that.
And Drake and Frank were, just before we clicked record, they were getting deep within like a couple, 3-5 minute conversation. It was already getting deep. Drake, you were, maybe we can get into that towards the end of this thing, but sure. Let's start it off with this, Frank. Obviously, what you and Luka have done with the work that you've done, it obviously works to some extent. It's benefiting Luka. Let's just start off with Iowa basketball in general. How excited are you that the season is finally here? COVID, it makes things a little bit wishy-washy at times, and there's always that concern that who knows if the game's going to happen, who knows, you know, here and there. But what's it feel like that the season, the anticipation, you know, the decision of Luka coming back, it's all finally, you know, coming to fruition, and here we are.
Now, great question, Tyler. Yeah, it's all imploded into the frames of all coming to one now, where the season is actually here. And, man, it was tough during the football season to see so many games canceled. It really, really, you know, causes you to continue to not so much worry, but to be concerned about the future of it. In fact, Minnesota, Rutgers, and even Maryland aren't allowing any parents. So it's that serious still. So, well, anyway, it's great that it's all here and that, you know, the moment is upon us. And very eager to see, because we're getting to leave here right on Christmas Day. Yep. So that could be somewhat of a Christmas present, if you will, for the start of the league.
And before y'all even get to Big Ten play, y'all got to face the number one team in the country. So I'm pretty geeked about that.
Yeah, me too. I'm not so much geeked. I'm a little pissed in a way, guys, not to get too, you know, emotional here. But listen, I was raised in Washington, even though I was born in Virginia. My dad was in the Navy. And so it's like I went to Idaho, right? People in my high school went to Gonzaga. And Luka didn't get one letter from Few, not one. And he even met him. When we were at the Madison Square Garden watching, you know, my nephew, his cousin, Omar Alibegovic, playing for St. John's, and they were doing the NIT tournament, and Gonzaga was there. They're all looking at, oh, Luka. So, listen, I'm a little hurt. Probably not
time,
pissed,
time, to go, time to go get a little revenge. A little show,
yeah,
show
time to go eat some buckets. And
I love it.
Lay it on the line. So,
how would you
I'm all about that.
It's such a great program and a great game, guys. I really
I'm all about
it. Back to the side, so.
It's
I'm all
be.
About finding a reason to play with a huge chip on your shoulder.
Yeah.
It helps sometimes.
Would you say that Luka plays with a chip on his shoulder?
I think he's a little bit beyond that. You know,
okay.
Because once you play with a chip, then you're not playing for the team.
Yeah.
And it goes from we to me. And in some cases, it's good for motivation of the offseason. Right? Mm-hmm. Working out Luka, I'm saying, hey, first thing we did when we got back after the season was canceled, guess the first thing Luka wanted to do, and I did too. Let's practice the last second shot from an out of bounds because we'd never practiced it. And the last game on Illinois, it was a broken out of bounds play. Luka took it, and Kofi got a piece of it and didn't go in. So first thing we did is we fixed that right away. And then we did the Michigan offensive, right? And then we would move into the Minnesota offenses, and we would create the future by bringing it into the present. Right on that practice floor, and to design some moves and some strategies that would allow him to, when it comes, and it most certainly will, it's just like, hey, I've been there, I've done it, let's bring it on. So we try to keep off the chip because it's all about we,
mm-hmm.
and the we has never been defeated.
That makes sense. Do you think Iowa as a team plays with a chip on their collective shoulder?
Yes, that's a great question. That's a great way to phrase it. Listen, we remember the freshman year, the losing season,
yeah.
right, and the absolute annihilation on Twitter on some of the players. You know,
for
that
sure.
just happens in that world. And you know, and listen, if you're not listening to those people for advice, why are you listening to them when they're getting on your case, right? You know, they don't deserve your attention, but still, it has an impact. These are your own kids, and you know, one of my favorite guys, J-Bo. You know, listen, man. Last thing a team wants to do is piss him off in a way because he's going to come out and make sure Luka gets the ball and make sure when Luka throws it back out to him, man, he's going to drain it because you're going to pay for coming after us. And I like that kind of I call it more swagger.
It's swag, yeah.
Swag, you know. It's like, we are Iowa.
Yep, yep. We end
a sentence.
That's a good way to put it. We came out against Iowa State, and Luka drains a three to open up the game. And I'm sitting on my couch absolutely giggling like a little kid. Because not only have I seen all summer the videos that you put up of the workouts, I feel like I've been in the gym with Luka, just watching him drain from like 35 feet.
Yeah.
He's logo Luka. But what's crazy about it is, you know, I would call Luka a good shooter, and we have probably four other guys that are known as the shooters. When Luka comes out and starts the game with a three ball, the other team has to feel very, very demoralized, because what do they do? If you were – and obviously the issues with guarding Iowa are not secret. If you had to game plan against the Hawkeyes, how would you go about that?
Oh, that's a great question. By the way, I was just going to share with you that Luka had sprained his ankle the night before.
Oh, my.
So he was playing on basically one foot. And we did a special meditation that night, you know, to kind of do what we call it's a calm confidence healing, where you take your energy and circulate it right to that point and bring energy to it and circulation. But how would I guard Luka? I'd try and get him out of the game. I would first off eat garlic for a week without brushing my teeth. I wouldn't shave. And I would not bathe. I wouldn't shave. I'd eat a bunch of garlic. I'd be stinky, smelly, and scratchy. And I would get under his claw, and I would talk about his mom. I'd talk about his sister. I'd get all over his case. I would try and get him to not think about the game and then think about him individually. Now, that's going to be pretty tough to do with Luka's inner strength and resiliency, because he's been working out the inner game. So we're ready to defeat that kind of play. But that's what I would do. And then I would flop on every possession. I would come out in the jump circle and take a charge.
Yep.
And just get his mind thinking that I'm going to take a charge. I'm going to say, listen, every time you move, I'm going to get a charge on you. Every time. And just start trying to get inside his head. But good luck with that.
And I think we saw what may be the best team to try and do that, or try and combat Luka, in North Carolina. A really solid game, a great game to watch, so fun to watch those two teams play. They had four bigs that size-wise can contend with Luka, but it took all four to do it. And even then, the rest of the team, you know, they carry their weight as well, and the Hawks come out on top. Obviously, the Hawks are still unbeaten, and the big game against Gonzaga is on Saturday. Kevin, I want to shift it over to you quickly. For those who – this is the first episode listening to Frank, you're hearing him talk about this inner game and this inner strength. We're going to get into it here. Kevin went through the training.
Elevate,
which is the course manifestation of – what we're talking about, what we're going to talk about. Kev, what have you know, you talked a little bit about what you took away from it. In your daily life now, even, you know, a couple months post taking it, what has carried with you, and what do you think was the most valuable for yourself?
That's a good question. Now, there's a ton that we talked about, and, you know, and Frank can talk about it further, but what I've really carried over in my day to day, you know, even I think that was back in August, we did that that training session. But what I'm still doing now is I'm meditating every day. I try to meditate at least twice a day. And especially just think about in the morning, okay, what am I trying to achieve today? What am I trying to achieve today? Taking about 4 or 5 minutes of my morning is like, Focus. What am I trying to achieve today? What are my goals? What are my actions? How do I do that? And then at the end of the night, trying to think about, you know, kind of be present. What did I achieve today? What did I get done? What did I not get done? And I think that's really kind of helped me focus. And on my short-term goals and how they lead to my long-term goals. So that's kind of one of the things that I've really taken away. You know, and another thing I talked about on the podcast with Cody is when we did the activity where we go, we talk to someone that we have a great amount of trust in, ask them about, you know,
Jeez, Kev.
Ask them about our blind spots. You know, what about myself do I not see? What am I blind to? What do you see in me that I don't see? It could be good, bad, indifferent, but it could be something that's affecting your life that you're not even aware of. And, you know, I thought that's a pretty useful exercise. I think self-awareness is, you know, the first step into developing yourself as a human. So that's just a small little snippet of what I've taken away. It's been great.
Kev, what it sounds like someone who could use all of that stuff?
You?
No, Drake. No. I think this could be the mental piece that is missing in Drake's life.
You think so, dude?
We talk all the time. Frank, I'm you sitting there listening, I can see you smiling. Kevin, you guys might as well hire him for any marketing or you know, commercials. He just gave an incredible pitch. What do you think about that?
Well, first off, I'm, you know, I'm just so happy, and congratulations to get in touch with his inner self. And it can only be done through meditation, where you must slow everything down and basically have a conversation with yourself. And that's that same voice, gentlemen, that happens when you're reading a good book and you're sitting down and you're reading a book and a thought comes up. Well, that's you. And it's not until you slow everything down, use your superpower, which is your breath, to get there that happens. So that's wonderful. And I would encourage too, Kevin, when we do it nighttime, remember the brain never sleeps. And the nighttime is when we do our vision of who we want to be or our goals. Just give a thought to that, because all night your brain's going to work out and see the things you didn't see before, hear the things you didn't hear before, and feel the things you didn't feel before, because you just programmed it to go to work. And it's so beautiful that in the morning you program your mind, and here's how my day is going to be. Because the principle is the best way to predict the future is to create it, not from the known, but from the unknown. It has to be a vision greater than ourselves. And the reason why, gentlemen, is we have 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day. Kevin will remember this one. And 95% of that we're not even aware of. So we become a creature of memorized behaviors, memorized habits, emotions. And so we're not doing anything new. For instance, if you get up every day the same way, drink out of the same coffee cup, do the same coffee thing, do the same routine. Tell me, what did your brain do new? How did you do anything new? And what did you create in your life that is anything new but just an old, archaic software program? Because the brain is just a record of the past, period. It's a record of the past. It's an archaic program. And if you don't take it back over, which is taking control over those 60, 70,000 thoughts and going to something you want, then you are seriously hardwiring into a finite life and potential.
Mm-hmm. I can see this crossing over so much. Kevin, when you're talking, basically what it sounds like is you're taking a mental note and preparing, right? Preparation is huge. I think what's the quote? Prepare
failing
to fail.
Prepare. Yeah.
Prepare to fail, or fail to prepare and prepare to fail. Right. And I just see the crossover to Luka and an athlete so much, because at Iowa, often described as the developmental program, the preparation off the field, our coaches would always say you get 12 opportunities. In basketball, they get twice as much, three times as much, hopefully, if they make it deep in the postseason. 12 opportunities for a football team, 90% of the year is preparation. 90% of everything you do is preparation. You get to go and see the fruits of your labor on game day just it's a small amount of the actual work that's put in. So preparation is huge. I think would you call Luka's game and why he succeeds, is that one of the reasons why he's so successful, is because his preparation is just off the charts? You talked about, you know, the first thing you did was go and work on those out-of-bounds plays, the last second, the Illinois look. Then you switch to a Michigan look. All these different sort of preparations creating the future, as you just said. Is that running in the same kind of line of thinking?
Well, it is. In other words, remember, the optimal, the elite performance consistency is when you combine the outer skill development. Like, okay, here's my jump shot. Here's my hook shot. Here's that. With inner development, inner game development, inner skill development. So when those are combined together, then you're performing in an optimal way. And so preparation begins in the mind first. Remember, gentlemen, anything real was imagined first.
That's good.
Right? So it starts there. Now, we either know that, and again, this is the age of information. Not knowing is a choice. And it's not so much this era of knowledge. No, now it's the knowledge to know how to do it. So this is how to do it, right? This is that part of, oh, that sounds nice. And, oh, philosophically, oh, that sounds great. Our actions are a manifestation of our belief. Ooh, that sounds so good. No, well, then how do you create a manifestation that you've never had before? How do you achieve something that you've never achieved before? Inner skill development. So you saw that.
Got to go there in your mind first, right, Frank?
Amen. Go in the mind first, and the material's on the outside. And guess what? You're already doing it. Again, remember, 70,000 thoughts a day, 95% you're not even aware of it. You're already doing it. But the difference is aren't you just your behavior a result of the past, memories of the past, emotions of the past, versus making your life about the future and that. So we want to become conscious of those 60,000 to 70,000 thoughts a day. Because what we're talking about, gentlemen, we're already doing. I'm not asking you to do anything different. I'm asking you to be conscious about it, to take back and reclaim what is yours and use it to create your own future. Because most of us, I know we've met people that are living based upon something that happened to them 15 years ago. I've got friends that won't date because they had a divorce 7 years ago. I say, hey, there's no future in the past. Past is only relevant insofar as it illuminates the future.
There's the quote. I knew it was going to come out at some point.
Yeah, so it's like, listen, who are you? Are you, you know, why are you hanging on for years to that belief, right? And so we become defined by a memory of the past, mostly, unless we take back control and reclaim those thoughts. And when that happens, gentlemen, now we're creating on a want to, love to, choose to basis versus you're doing behaviors and you don't even know why. Wow. You just say, I can never do that. And guess what? There's a principle in neuroscience. What fires together, wires together. So if I'm firing together, I'm insecure. Pretty soon that gets a hard belief. It's hardwired. And guess what? Your mind is conditioned to a world of insecurity. And you don't even know why.
Hey, guys, I want to interrupt the show to let you guys know that we are sponsored by Indeed. Yes, 2020 has already changed so many things in the way that we work, and businesses across the globe are challenged to be their most efficient every day, which means that every hire is critical. Indeed is here to help. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. And now Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria that you can contact the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a $75 credit for free at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now. It's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. We're going to come back to that fire together, wired together. Because Frank, we jumped on here ahead of time. He's got a cool little video. For those that watch the YouTube edition of this, you're going to get to see that video, so I encourage you to do so. If you're sitting there listening to this, we're now 20 or so minutes in, you're like, holy shit. This all really speaks to me. Like, I am being illuminated by this conversation. I feel like there is a lot more for me to dig into here. I feel like this resonates with me. This is what Frank does. This is what Frank and the company Elevate. It's the course that Kevin took. Frank, talk a little bit more about just the general idea of the course, how you came up with it, how it matriculated into what you do, and just a little bit of a synopsis of it, if you will.
Yeah, super, super. Great question. Yeah, so first off, it's sportshood.net, our website, and we've got, you know, stuff on there, and I'll come back to that. So essentially what I would have been, and not only as my own self as a human being and as a basketball player myself at Idaho, was, you know, you get to these areas where you would be working on all these outside skills and never really getting any better. Let me just show a graphic, and maybe this will help. So we have basically, let me get out of the way. So look at the triangle. Basically, 100% of coaching is all outside stuff. Yep. It's run faster, lift more weights, eat better, have more protein shakes, more, do all that stuff. And the problem is you only perform in a manner that's consistent with your inner skill development. So what we do, gentlemen, is this. We put it all together so that the outside skill development is balanced with the inner skill development, and that creates what we call elite performance consistency. But we got to take the mind to the gym. The mind is the brain at work.
It only makes sense. It makes sense. I think, you know, we're, as a society, I think we'll probably get into this further and further. You're probably on the cutting edge here, Frank, of something special. I think in 50 years, everybody will have the inside-outside training to some extent. But inside, mental, inner game, headspace, you know, finding your breath, all that kind of stuff, that's really, really new to the masses of the athletic world, I feel like, in furthering potential and being better and finding a level of success that you can't find through simply just getting bigger, getting faster. I think it's so interesting. The question –
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, Tyler, you know, you bring up a great point. That's why we created Elevate. It's to get to the youth and young adults and professionals sooner than before they get into their 40s. Because when you get into your 40s, it's almost hardwired. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, because what you're doing is you're being defined by memories of the past. And you have no conscious idea of 60, 70,000 thoughts a day, you're just like in the matrix, stuck. Mm-hmm. And you don't know why. And you know, sometimes you might have an intuitive experience like, oh man, I could be that, but then that just goes away by the morning.
Yep.
Why? Because of being controlled, our future being controlled by that. And so we want to get there earlier. Because now listen, let's say we're in India. Listen, when I talk to some of my friends in India, they laugh. They've been meditating since they could breathe.
Right.
Because their conditions are so awful to live in. So terrible. How can you live in these terrible environments? Well, they have inner self-peace, inner tranquility, and inner calm confidence to be able to handle and live and survive and evolve. And so our goal is to teach meditation. There's a Dalai Lama said that if every kid learned how to meditate, there would be no violence on earth.
Drake? Do you listen to the man, listen, Greg?
I've been listening, but I've also been finding healthy avenues for my potential anger issues, and I feel like I'm not as angry as I used to be. So.
I would agree with that. I think, for the listeners, Drake has now gotten himself into some jiu-jitsu, which is incredible. Poker is somewhat back, and that's one of his releases. So quarantine was a bad thing for our guy Drake.
People have no idea. People truly have no idea.
Yeah, luckily we're getting a little bit back. He's got his way to relax and use that energy. But Frank, that's you're right. I want you to bring up that video you showed us, that the graphic. Frank mentioned earlier, what fires together wires together. Or maybe it's the other way around. What wires together fires together.
No, what fires together, what thought, what stimulus. And in fact, Kandel, the Nobel laureate in 2000, proved scientifically when you have a new thought, it creates double the connections. It goes from 1,300 connections to 2,600. But gentlemen, if you don't review that, they prune it away. So memory is a way of, and repetition is a way of creating new futures, mm-hmm. right? By doing that, because if you don't, it will prune away. And I will say this, Drake, hey, what's on the other side of anger is tremendous, because you can channel that anger in propelling into the future and break. See, most of us have lost our free will to our program. Those 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day, we've lost our free will. And to break through that, create. See, the problem with change is so many people try and do change with their current personality and behaviors, and it won't work. You've got to have the courage to think beyond the vision of you to create new thoughts, because what fires together wires together. So let me show you. We videoed it. And this is science. See, the beautiful thing about science, particularly in the last 60 months, is all this stuff that you would read about, say, in the Vedic, in text in the Egyptian Book of the Dead, or in the Sumerian text that's 6,000 years old, the ancient most written things about or what we're talking about. Well, now we can absolutely mathematically and scientifically figure it out. So I'm going to show you what fires together. This is a person that wanted to lose weight. And listen, you can change, right? You can either decide to change through pain and suffering, like disease or the bad C word that causes you for once to drop the programming of your past and look at your future, because you may only have a year to live. And that causes you to look anew, and then you change. And sometimes it may be too late. Or you can approach it through joy and inspiration by taking control of those thoughts. And like what Kevin's doing in the morning, it's only twice a day. It's all you need to do it. Now, we do it before practice and games, but twice a day we'll do it, gentlemen. 5 to 15 minutes, pretty soon you're going to want to go 30 minutes, because when you get in touch with your best self that's in there, your soul is in there. When you get in touch with that, man, that's fun. You know, that's better than any Twitter feed. That's better than any movie, because it's you and you creating. So this is a person who had a vision of themselves, which was a memory of the past, that had to deal with anger issues too from a childhood growing up. And so they're living their forward life looking backwards. And every time they get up and something, they wouldn't want to go eat. So we had to go in, teach them how to breathe, just like your mother did for everyone out there. First thing the doctor did says, hey, get rid of the EKG, get rid of the thermometer, the blood pressure. I'm going to teach you how to breathe. Because if you don't breathe right, you die, and so does your baby. That's how important breath is. So, deep meditative state, using visual motor rehearsal, Kevin, part of what we talked about, which is bring the future into the present. And it has to be not a vision defined by your past emotions, your past life experience, but no, a vision that has the courage to go beyond what you know, the unknown. And then to create the chemistry through emotions of what is it feel like as if I've already accomplished it. What are the emotions that create that? Oh, I've never done that before. Well, bring them. And we call it the flip back, flip up technique, which is you can go back in your past, just like you do now, oh, I'm never good at math. I never was in the third grade. No, you can change that kind of thought process to go back and say, hey, remember when I won that first medal or I run that contest? Take that emotion, flip back, and then bring it forward to the moment when you're trying to accomplish something that you've never done before. Borrow that emotion, drop it right into that meditation, and all of a sudden, what's firing together wires together. Now, let's take a look at exactly what that looks like.
This is going to be a YouTube gym for the listeners. Go check out the YouTube video.
Go to the gym and work on your tricep. You work on your pecs, right? You work on your quad. You work on your, you know, this is taking your mind to the gym. And this is exercising new thought. Probably one of the toughest things for people to do because thinking requires effort. And sometimes we dumb it down by so much outside stimulus, we're not thinking one moment. We're not thinking at all. So here's what it looks like. And again, remember the principle of neuroscience. What fires together, wires together. So here are thoughts that are separate. And by repetition and deep meditation and pranayama exercises, the brain creates. Remember, what fires together, they're starting to fire together, and all of a sudden, I'm no longer heavy. So when I wanted to eat that extra meal, I go, no, why? I no longer see myself that way. And you can approach it from joy and inspiration, or you can go through pain and suffering. I would just hope and choose that you would select the former because it's so much more fun. Let me show you one more. This was the person with 4-stage cancer that you had to change a new image of your healing and send energy there. So you're going to, again, these are thoughts. What fires together, wires together. So we're firing thoughts. They're coming together. Pretty soon, I'm healing myself and I have a new wiring.
That's crazy to watch.
And so, gentlemen, that's what we're doing. That's what we're talking about, taking the mind to the gym. That's the tricep where we're exercising. And guess what? As Kevin is finding out, it gets easier over time and more enjoyable because guess what? Repetition is still the mother of education.
Yeah, reps are the key. The question, again, you're sitting here, your mind is blown. I know what your face looks like as the listener right now, like, holy crap, how can I get in on this? We will go over it again at the end. Sportshood.net is the website. This is what Frank and them teach, all this stuff you're listening to, and it's what Luka uses in his game. The prompt question that I hit you with before we started recording, Frank, I would love to know, as you watch Luka play, where on the court, because I'm sure after working on it with him and knowing that he's been going through this and it's become probably much easier for him as well, where do you see this manifest in his game? Where do you see, you know, you notice a rebound or a shot or him playing defense and you're like, that I can see it. Like, that's working.
That's a great question. So let's go to our favorite school.
Oh, God.
Iowa State. All right. So listen, Luka gets in foul trouble. By the way, Kevin, did you notice the self-talk? Because self-talk is one of the skills you learn. You know, you talk to yourself more than anybody else, verbally and non-verbally. And so Luka said after the thing, hey, I got some ticky-tack fouls. That's not like me. Because you can have a new vision of yourself. But guess what? You're going to go, it's going to take a while until you achieve it. How long? Depends on how much you meditate. It's up to you. By the way, Tyler, how many times you touch a hot red burner on top of the stove? How many times do you touch one?
Generally about once.
Exactly. That's how fast change can be. And you don't have to go through pain and suffering. You can go through joy, inspiration. So the more emotion, the more passion, the more anticipation, like your first field trip when you were a kid, the first Christmas, the first anything you anticipated, the first day of school because your mom was priming your brain saying, oh, Tyler, we're going to get some new clothes. Why? We're going to school. You're going to meet new friends. How? We're going to school. Guess what else is going to happen? You're going to meet new people. You're going to do this. You're going to learn. Oh, shit, I got to go to school. No, it's not for 4 months yet, Tyler. Okay? It's going to be coming. It's going to be coming. You know?
Yep.
Conversely, could you imagine first day of school, she drives up and throws you out? Well, how would you feel?
Not great. Not
so,
great.
Again, everything we're talking about is not voodoo science or some psychobabble garbage. We are already doing, and I'm just challenging everyone to reclaim what is already theirs. So, anyway. Luka foul trouble, has to sit for 11 minutes and watch. Now, normally, if he was a freshman, not as deep and not as developed in his inner skill development, he was developing. Hey, listen, pain is a great teacher if you listen to her, right? The more pain, the more you seek out the answer sometimes, unfortunately. But that's kind of how it works sometimes. So anyway, if he was a freshman, he might have gone into a slump for three games. He even did that his sophomore year, right? I think we talked about that before, but I'll cut to the where we're talking, Clay. So anyway, what happens the second half? He picks up his quick third, bang, on the bench. So, I don't know if you guys noticed it. I date stamped it. I said, it's time to let the peacock fly because I know exactly where his brain was. So he came out and scored 21 points. I mean, look at my date stamp. That's how connected it is when you are inner skill development. It becomes predictable, just like your life now is predictable because it may be run and you may have given your free will up to your software program. That's archaic because the brain is just a record of the past. And if you don't watch out, 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day, 95% you have no awareness of, is dictating how you behave, how you feel, what you see, what you hear. You ever met someone who says, oh, I can't see the solution? Guess why? They're living in the past. They're archaic hardware program. You get 40, you can still change at any time. It's just learning a new habit. Can you imagine how hardwired some people's thoughts are? To never see possibility, to always see problems, to always be a cynic, to always be maybe even chemically dependent upon stress and drama and psychoness. Why? That's what happened growing up. Well, you're now 45. Yeah. Your parents are gone. Why are you still letting them control your behavior? Why? Because it's just about knowledge, gentlemen, and education. Awareness brings consciousness, which is the first step in any 12-step program, is an acknowledgement that I don't know, but I'm going to find out. I choose to and I want to, and that's the beginning of creating a future. So back to your question, Tyler, you could see where inner self resiliency, inner strength, mental resiliency, mental toughness isn't bench pressing. It's going, stop it. That's not like me. I'm doing this now. And bang, 21 points in, I don't know, 10 minutes or whatever it is. I see it in practice all the time. So it wasn't anything new to me, but I knew what he was going to go out and do by sitting there. He's not going to sit around there and go, oh, I have to do this. I have to do better. No, time to play ball.
Yeah,
it's time to be me.
I love it because what you truly are doing, you said we're all doing it already. What you guys are doing is just simply putting a structure and a broken down
the playbook.
It's a yellow brick road to using what we already are using, just not in the right way. And I love it.
Exactly. We're not. See, now listen. For everyone out there, the first love and the first compassion is the self. So be compassionate with yourself. You didn't know. No one taught you this stuff. It's not common knowledge. So take it easy on yourself. Who cares about the past? There's no future. In the past, there's no value in the past. Don't drive the car. You get in the car and drive forward by looking in the rearview mirror?
Not usually.
Did anybody do that? Unless you're backing up, yeah. But that's going forward in a certain perspective. But no, look forward. Where do I want to be? What do I want? And I don't care if you know the answers or not. We didn't know when Kennedy said we're going to the moon in 10 years and returning safely. We didn't even know how to get outside our atmosphere. But you must set the thought because, again, what fires together wires together. Pretty soon we figured it out and did it. And not only that, the astronauts, Armstrong, resting pulse in the 50s when he landed on the moon, something no one had ever gone before. How could you be that calm? Like the gentleman that landed in the Hudson, the pilot, you know, famous now. He lands in that old thing and says, sorry for the tough landing. I mean, he was calm as you could be. Why? Kevin, you know, if you've been there in the brain, you're going to materially.
It's a lot easier to go there.
Exactly. So that, and again, Tyler, you hit right on the head, and Drake, we're already doing it. The issue is, are you going to give up your free will to an archaic program that are just memories of the past, feelings of the past, habits of the past, and they may not even have been your idea. Mm-hmm. I had a guy that had an idea about always having to be on time because his dad, who was in the military, beat the crap out of him. Hey, if you're on time, you're late. And I said, hey, Mark, listen, how long has your dad been dead now? Well, we buried him 27 years ago. Okay, so why is he still here? God, I didn't ever think of it that way. Exactly. So take it easy. You're non-conscious. You're not aware. You're not intentionally doing this. But in a way, we are. Once we know, you guys, the people listening, never going to return to the same because now you know. Mm-hmm. It's simple, not easy.
Yep.
It's easy to go back to your comfort zone. Hey, listen, it's comfortable in the comfort zone, right, Drake? But nothing grows there.
True. That's a good way to describe strength conditioning at Iowa for the 4.5 years that I was there. Frank, we know that you have another engagement, so I'm not going to keep you forever. Before we directly plug the business at the end, I want to make sure that Drake or Kevin get any questions they have about maybe Iowa basketball. Drake, Kevin, you got anything? I'm not going to ask for any predictions for the year, for the rest of the year. Iowa, Luka, and the team, I think they can beat anybody in the country if they play their best game. I'm just excited to watch the rest of the year and enjoy a season of Iowa basketball that doesn't come around very often. So, Kevin, Drake, if either of you have anything before we sign this one off.
Yeah, can I get some tickets to one of the games, man?
Good question.
Oh, I love that. Well, you know, I tried to get in Maurice, you know, Goodson. I tried to get him in, and you can't. You know, you have to be family. And
I'll be a Garza. I don't care.
You want? Can I adopt you? Is that, you know, we're talking adoption now?
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, if you're looking to expand the family a little bit, I don't like to think I'm good at a Christmas party.
It's unbelievable.
Drake, you got anything?
I'm just looking forward to watching the Hawks win it all, man. I've got all the confidence in the world in our team. So
I do too.
Yeah, they're a fun team to watch, and you know, it's been a special year for Iowa sports. So I'm expecting tremendous. Big things out of them too.
Yeah, I consider us all lucky.
How about the second woman in all of Iowa history? Hadn't been for 38 years. Marissa Mueller, the Rhodes Scholar.
Oh, yeah.
Track star. Incredible stuff, Drake, what you're talking about, and all of us, about how rich Iowa is in terms of talent and future and promise in all areas. Look what we're doing with the COVID stuff here. Look at where so many things, what we're doing in space, you know, as a result of some of the research. So it's as I've said before, it's Luca and my field of dreams in terms of being able to come here and demonstrate something and use that platform to make that awareness for folks. Because if Luca can do it, as a guy that runs the 40-yard dash, they, you know, they don't take out the stopwatch, they take out the calendar, right? You know, the seasons, the seasons move faster, right? That's what they said about me when I always played. Hey, the seasons move faster than guards on the court. But guess what? I was captain of every team I played. I was the best scorer and the best defender because it has nothing to do with necessarily talent. Now, in football, it's different. You got to be talented to play football. Now, period. You got to have some strength. Basketball.
You got three guys on this podcast that would be a direct counter to that statement. I think
we were all really
well. I mean, listen,
specific stuff that we.
You got to have a certain speed. You got to have a certain 40, unless maybe you know something. But anyway, it is true. Everyone can contribute a verse to their sport. It doesn't have to be a D1. You could go to D3, right? You could play some other place and still contribute. But in terms of the point being is if Luca can do it, then everyone should have great hope that you can do it too. And that's the – it's like when Abe Lincoln was elected. He said, here's the greatest thing about being elected president, is if an uneducated farm boy born in Kentucky, right, on Knob Creek in LaRue County can do it, that means anybody can do it. And, in fact, Obama – so one of the things he cited years later was that quote. And that's how powerful what fires together wires together with thought and new thought.
Your mind. Your mind can take you farther than your body ever could.
Correct. As long as, yeah, because the mind is the brain, you know, the mind is the brain in action. Right? And so if we activate it, we take, it's already activated, but we take back and reclaim those thoughts, those 60 to 70,000 thoughts, then we're on our way. So, by the way, I wanted to say with everyone, consciousness is now measured. We can now measure the effects of consciousness. So if folks think about the Hawkeyes and all the sports and they send their, and we call it the invisible gift. We actually have a meditation for this. Maybe sometime we'll come on, I'll do a podcast, I'll do a meditation for folks out there if they've never done it. And just take them through one that we do that will have a profound effect on folks. But the point is, send that invisible gift. For instance, you ever sat around, Tyler, started thinking about somebody, all of a sudden the phone rang, and that was that person.
Yeah, there's some crazy stuff happens like that.
Or you get a text. You get an email right when you're thinking about it. Boom! Oh, jeez. See, that's what Einstein called the spooky stuff that happens at a distance. We call this under I'm a student of quantum mechanics. So when you get into the quantum field and you understand the minute, spooky stuff happens. So thought becomes the determiner of behavior and manifestation on the outside. So if we can think as a consciousness, all these Hawkeyes, and send that invisible gift out to them Saturday at 11 a.m. Central Time and send them not to win the game. Nah, doesn't work that way. Send them energy to be prepared for whatever might come. That's the strength. And if we can project that out there. In fact, there was a study in D.C. where a bunch of meditators came. We sat around and meditated. And we made the statement that this, here was the statement, gentlemen. We're going to reduce crime by 30% in the summer. And you know what the mayor of D.C. said? He said it would take 12 feet of snow in the summer to prevent crime like that. So what actually happened, it went down 52%. But for every day, they sat around and meditated peace and gratitude. Peace and gratitude. You can't be angry when you have gratitude. And you give thanks because your mind can only lock on to one thing at a time. Remember, Kevin? Lock on, lock out. YOLO principle. You can only lock on to one thing at a time. So the question becomes, what are you locking on to? So I would just hope for those that want to give our teams, all our teams and our bowl game coming up, that invisible gift to send that energy so that they're prepared for whatever may come.
I like that.
And in that case, that should work.
All I'm hearing is that everybody out there listening, you can help the Hawks. Send them some good energy, all right? And send yourself some good energy. Help yourself out, Frank. It's sportshood.net. Before you go, the homepage right here, I'm on it. It says join our upcoming sessions. This is the place to send them, right, if they want to get in on this stuff?
Well, here's the deal. I thought I would give everyone a gift out there. Our program's normally $275. We're going to knock $180 off it. We're going to run them for $75. So we're doing that because, you know, we charge our corporate clients a huge money for these programs, but we want to have this knowledge out for everyone. So we're going to knock it down to $75. But here's the deal. You have to go to the contact button because we haven't posted the dates. I want to see how many people come in because, hey, last podcast I was a little hurt. I did get a tissue out, Drake. I mean, I didn't leak that much, but we only got 3 people, and there were scholarships for 10. I couldn't believe it. So I did a terrible job. I thought I failed. I thought I was just garbage. But for those, we're going to knock $180 out, $75. But here's the deal. I want folks to go on that contact button, fill out their stuff, and give me when they would like to, when month would be good, January, February, March, and let's get some folks in there, do one a month. And let's get some folks in there. And the first 10 are going to get a scholarship so they don't have to pay. Now, it's okay if you don't send in any. I kind of got over that. I'm not going to cry and get in the fetal position, start sucking my thumb and rocking. But I would just hope that we love ourselves enough to give ourselves that gift that's already ours to reclaim it so that the future becomes a want to, choose to, love to, versus a non-conscious, non-awareness that you're living your life through the rearview mirror.
There you go. Come on, guys. 10 scholarships, $75, sportshood.net. Go to the contact us, send them the information, and also send the Hawks some energy for this weekend. Frank, so thankful that you came on the podcast again. Thank you so much. Really excited to watch the Hawks this weekend, as you are as well. You take all of our energy with you into the stadium. Or you're probably not going, are you? You can't.
Yeah, I can go. I can go. They're allowing that, so I'll be in Sioux Falls.
Awesome. You take all of our energy with you, all right?
I will. Well, thank you, gentlemen, and it's always a pleasure. And I want to just say last thing is it's so great that you guys are doing this and giving a voice, because I've heard from many on my DMs, from young people, too, not just older professionals, are so thankful for the message you bring and for bringing me on. They may not after this one. I don't want to see that dumbass again. But that what you're doing makes a difference.
We're trying. We're having fun, and occasionally, there's some good, productive stuff that happens from it. So, episode 172 of the Wash Up Walk-Ons, thank you guys so much for joining us. We know that you enjoyed this hour of Frank Garza. Big game coming up against Gonzaga. Send that energy, people. Let's go. Hawks by a million. We'll talk to you next time. Peace.
I'm MJ Acosta Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo. We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams. Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today. So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts. And be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram, too.